Ikaw ba ay man's best friend?
O lone wolf ba ang peg mo?
Baka naman, copycat ka lang.
You're nothing but a second rate, trying hard, copycat.
Tao o hayop man,
halina't sumali sa aming kwentuhan.
Ito ang kwentuhang pets at iba pa.
Kailangan pang magsalita upang maunawaan ko ang iyong damdamin. Di mo na kailangan mag-heavy drama, basang-basa kong nais mong ipahiwatig. Pagkat nakikita ko sa iyong mga mata, nananabik ka na ako'y makasama. May darama ko sa iyong mga yaka, ang pagmamahal, pagkakaibigang wagas. Kwentuhan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kulitan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kwentuhan tayo, kulitan tayo.
Pagkasama kita, wala akong pangamba. Lahat ng pag-aalala ay nawawala. May kakaiba kang magic at tricks, kaya naman tayo ay sobrang click.
Pagkat nakikita ko sa iyong mga mata, nananabik ka na ako'y makasama. Nadarama ko sa iyong mga yaka, ang pagmamahal, pagkakaibigang wagas. Kwentuhan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kulitan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kwentuhan tayo, kulitan tayo.
Magandang-magandang hapon mga kasali. Samahan ninyo kaming muling pakinggan ang episode ng Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa noong November 23, 2016.
Magandang-magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Narito na naman tayo magkakasama isa na naman oras na usapang pets. At ngayon, napakasaya nitong ating episode kasi meron tayong isang live pet dito sa ano, dito sa studio. A very beautiful but grumpy ba, grumpy o ganyan talaga itsura niya, no? He's a very handsome cat na ipapakilala natin sa inyo mamaya. Si tumingi siya, no? Alam niya, pinag-uusapan siya. Elliot. Wow, you know when there are animals in the studio, that really makes my day. Okay, this is after all Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa, at dito welcome na welcome ang lahat ng mga guests, yung mga tao at syempre yung mga pets. Meron na kami dito naging guest na ahas, na scorpion, na maraming pusa, maraming aso. Because it's a show about pets. Dito binibigyan natin boses lahat ng klaseng mga hayop, yung mga kapatid natin na hayop. Ako pong inyong host, Krista Imperial Rara. At kasama ko po dito sa studio ang ating student producers for the week.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Giana Galisanao.
And ako po si Kat Catalan.
Magandang hapon sa lahat. Welcome and welcome back to Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa. Ngayon, ang pinag-uusapan natin ay mga taong tinuturing na pamilya ang kanilang mga pets, or people and their pets whom they treat as family.
Pag-uusapan po natin ngayon ang pamilya dahil malapit na po sumapit ang panahon ng Pasko. Panahon kung kailan tayong lahat ay kanya-kanyang uuwi sa ating mga tahanan at sa ating mga pamilya.
Ang ating guest ay sina Mr. Rich Mantua.
Hello.
Ma'am Noel Hermosissima.
Hi, everybody.
And the very fabulous Ma'am Fabiola Ortiz.
Magandang hapon, UP.
Okay, so si Ma'am Fab, or Fab for short, you are faculty dito?
Opo.
Sa UP. In what department?
Department of Speech, Communication, and Theater Arts.
Department of Speech, Communication, and Theater Arts. So, Elliot, the grumpy cat, is an actor.
Not really.
Pero pwedeng-pwede sa kagwapuhan
like
niya,
an
no?
Actor.
Oo, sayang sana sana you joined our, we had a cat picnic 2 weeks ago. And we had several kinds of cats, no? 5 cats. Bagay na bagay sana to si Elliot, all dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah,
pa naman.
Next time po, magjo-join kami.
Oh, sige.
It's for sure.
Okay. So, ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay in line with Kapaskuhan, di ba? Pets as family.
Yan. So, alam naman natin ang kasabihang a dog or a pet is a man's best friend. Well, dito sa episode na ito, dahil ang guest natin sa ngayong hapon ay papatunayan na ang mga alaga nating hayop ay higit pa sa best friend, sila din ay pamilya.
Oo, yung mga guests na pumupunta dito, hindi lahat pamilya kasi sometimes wildlife, but in this case, we have people who apparently sabi mo lumaki sila sa kabilang kabilang mundo sa abroad. Oo, so can you tell us more about yourself, Noel?
Okay, I'm a fourth year college science student, BS math, and I grew up in California.
California, okay?
Yeah, I'm Ridge Mantua. I'm second year music education, and I was born and raised in Australia.
But
Sydney, Australia.
Can you understand the conversation we're having in Filipino?
Yes.
Kaya magsalita ng Filipino?
Hindi kaya.
No, it's okay. Here we welcome everybody. Okay, so ano ba yung mga nakalap niyong balita sa mundong ng mga hayop?
So, ayan, ang gagaling naman ng mga guests natin. Pero ayun, bago tayo magkwentuhan tungkol sa kanila, meron muna tayong mga balita ukol sa mga hayop. Unang-una ay related sa bagong pelikula na parte ng sikat na sikat na Harry Potter series na Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Napanood ko na yun.
Baka iniisip nyo ha, na paano kaya ito naging connected sa pets? Pero ayun, ang pelikula na ito ay tungkol kay Newt Scamander, isang wizard na nag-aalaga ng iba't ibang klase ng mga hayop na tinatago niya sa isang magical na briefcase. At parang pamilya niya na nga rin ng mga ito. So connected din siya sa topic natin, ano? Tapos ayun, ayon kay Donald Prothero, isang paleontologist at isang extinct animal specialist, marami daw na extinct animals ang kaitsura ng mga animals na naipakita sa pelikula na ito. So ayun, kasing kakaiba, kasing fantastic.
Oh, napanood nyo na ba yun?
Yes po.
Ang ganda ng movie na yun, no?
Okay, so ang ikalawa nating news naman ay tungkol sa mga pusa at baka makarelate si Ma'am Fab at si Ma'am Rara dito. Ang news ay tungkol sa mga pusa at kay, guess who? Keira Knightley. Yup, the girl in the Pirates of the Caribbean. So weird, right? Pero apparently, mayroon dong stalker si Keira Knightley and he has been stalking her from her early Pirates of the Caribbean days hanggang ngayon. How? By sending and spamming Keira with pictures of cats. So Keira has filed a case already because she felt unsafe. So the stalker was in love with Keira and would go to her home address and meow outside her house or send her letters to the cats or send her music about cats. So very creepy, right? But iba talaga ang nagagawa ng love. But speaking of love, let's move on. We now go to our first guest, Ma'am Fabiola.
Okay, yeah, Fab, I see you're stroking si Elliot, no? Sanay ba siya lumabas ng bahay?
Sanay din siya kasi nadadaray ko rin po siya sa mga event.
Mm.
Volunteer po pala ako ng Philippine Animal Welfare Society,
okay.
Pag kami mga event, nadadala ko rin po si Elliot.
Ah, so sanay na pala ito. Na siya, star in his own right.
Yes.
Sanay na si Elliot pala. Nakalabas na ba siya sa TV or other radio programs?
May isang event na, event yun ni Joey Mead.
Mm-hmm.
Parang Joey Mead is a cat ambassador of POS. So yung isang event, nadala ko rin si Elliot.
Okay.
And then lumabas yun rin siya sa TV.
Okay. So mag-break muna tayo pero I wanna know more about Elliot,
okay,
at yung inyong relationship, no, especially ano yung mga plano for Christmas.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Pa-DZUP ka naman!
On behalf of the UP Travel Society,
Happy 58th Anniversary, DZUP!
So DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tabi-tabi po, makikiraan po!
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Po Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sari-sari ang tinig ng ating mga kaibigan. Pero paano nga ba makakaimik ang ating mga kaibigan sa pang-aabuso? Tayo lamang ang makapagbibigay sa kanila ng tinig. Ang boses nila ay ang boses natin.
Igalang ang karapatan ng mga hayop. Itigil ang animal cruelty. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ayon sa Department of Environment and Natural Resources, nasa 80% ng polusyon sa hangin sa Metro Manila ay nagmumula sa mga sasakyan. Ang maruming hangin na nilalabas ng kotse mo ay siya ring hangin na bubuhay o kikitil sa'yo. Isulong natin ang paggamit ng mga alternatibong pamamaraan ng transportasyon tulad ng paglalakad at pagbibisikleta para sa kalikasan, para sa kalusugan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa!
Okay, balik tayong Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa. At kanina, kasama natin dito, no, ngayon kasama natin dito si Fab. But we'll ask our guests first. Meron ba kayong gustong batiin? Maybe somebody listening at home?
My co-teachers.
Okay, nakikinig sila ngayon.
From Hello. The Department of Speech, Communication, and Theater Arts. And also my colleagues from the College of Arts and Letters.
Okay, so mabuti, nakikinig sila. Eh, baka si ano, Elliot may gustong batiin.
Elliot?
Elliot, meow!
My other cats at home.
Okay, sige.
I'd like to say hi to my sister who's in the infirmary.
Oh, yeah, what's wrong with her?
She has dengue.
Oh, okay. Sana gumaling kaagad, no?
She's actually feeling better already. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say hi to Jessie Tan.
Hi, Jessie.
I just.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. I have no one to say hi to, actually. I'm the only one here.
Okay. No birds right now?
No birds right now.
No friends.
Feeling ko sapat na kasi yung isang titig ni Elliot.
Okay, kayo. Meron ba kayong gustong batiin?
Ayun, gusto ko lang batiin kung nakikinig yung mga orgmates ko sa UP Sania Studio. Hello, guys.
Hello also to our J101 classmates and my orgmates from Maruna FM.
Okay, ako naman marami akong babatiin. Palagi, as usual, yung mga nakikinig sa akin sa bahay ngayon, yung mga aspin ko. Si, ano, si Molly, si Yana, si Cosette, si Pisces at si Aquarius. Lahat sila pag... Ano na, oras na ng Kwentuhang Pets, nakalibot na sila sa radyo, nakaupo, nagre-relax at nakikinig. At syempre si Lee Jen na nag-aalaga sa kanila. Okay, so let's start with Elliot, no?
Yes.
So si Elliot, paano yung relationship ninyong dalawa?
Ikwento ko po muna okay, kung paano ko kung paano napunta sa akin si Elliot.
Okay.
Si Elliot ay isang rescued cat.
Really?
May isang tao na nagdala sa kanya sa POS ng time na ano pa siya, mangy cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, akala ng mga tao, ano siya, native cat. Kasi wala siyang fur, tapos punong-puno siya ng mange or ng galis.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos after 6 months of rehabilitation, tumubo uli yung fur niya, and then nagulat ang lahat ng tao na Persian pala
Persian
siya.
Pala.
So, inasa ko nung vet kung pwede ko daw ba siyang i-adopt. Nung time kasi na yan, I had a pet na si Angelina. Mm-hmm. She had kidney problem. Mm-hmm. Meron siyang chronic renal failure. So, I was taking care of her. Yes, at that time. So, I said to the vet, I'm still taking care of Angelina. Mm-hmm. Ayokong magdagdag ng isa pang cat. But, unfortunately, she passed away after a few months. Mm-hmm. And then, yun, so I told myself I wanted another cat. So, sabi ko sa boss, sige, i-adopt ko na si Elliot.
Mabuti naghintay si Elliot.
Hindi na-adopt.
You were really meant for each other.
Although maraming gustong mag-adopt sa kanya kasi gwapo siya.
Pero bakit hindi na-adopt ng iba?
Kasi sobrang, lalo na kasi sa mga may breed, medyo strict talaga yung adoption process. Kasi iba, kaya lang naman nila gustong mag-adopt dahil may breed.
Uh-oh.
So, sana mag-adopt tayo, not because of the breed, but because, you know, we really love the animal.
Mm.
Yan, yung sana mawala din yung mentality natin na yung mga breed lang yung magaganda.
Kasi actually, pare-pareho yan sila.
Opo.
They're just as intelligent.
Yes, that's right.
Lang na mas mabuhok yung at mas maganda.
Mas mahaba lang yung balahibo. Pero lahat naman ng mga cats or any animal for that matter ay capable of loving humans.
So you treat him as what? As
my baby.
As part of the family. As part of the family. Okay.
So ngayon po ba, bukod kay Elliot, mayroon pa po kayong in-adopt na ibang
yes,
cats?
Yes, I have 2 cats and I'm fostering 4. So, 6 na sila.
Okay. Wow. Tapos so, yung foster ngayon, eventually will go off to new homes.
Well, hopefully, but I'm already too attached to my cats.
Okay.
Pwede niyo rin po ba silang i-introduce sa amin?
Yes, si Elliot yung first cat, and second is Saya, the third one is Ross,
mm-hmm.
the fourth one is Tai Lang, and then Arya Thea, then Phoenix. Phoenix yung bunso. Si Phoenix, na-rescue ko siya nang nagkaroon ng fire sa faculty center. Yes. And
she
was so little at the time. Kitten siya. Sobrang liit niya. So, naawa ako. Tapos, akala ko nga kasi walang cat na makakasurvive. So, nung the following day, nung pagbisita ko sa FC, sabi ko, nandito pa rin siya. So, I took her home and I named her Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Bagay na bagay.
Bagay na bagay kasi.
Napakaganda po ng story.
Diba?
Yeah. So, you treat all of them as your kids, as your children.
Yes.
And how is that? Paano yun? What does that mean? Paano yung palaki sa kanila?
Yes. Of course, I give them food. Natutulog sila sa bed ko. Si Ellie, dinadala ko sa groomer once in a while. And then, of course, yung pinapacheck up ko sa vet. Complete ang vaccine nila.
Okay.
Yung 5-in-1, anti-rabies, and other mga vaccine pa.
Okay, wow, ang sweat talaga ni Elliot and mga kasama niya sa bahay.
Okay. So, nasabi mo po na you treat them as your children. So, like, as a parent, how do you discipline your cats din po?
Pag hindi, like for example, meron silang hindi magandang ginawa, tapos I just say, oh, no, don't do that.
Sumusunod naman sila. They won't do it anymore.
Yeah, sumusunod naman. Minsan sumusunod, minsan.
Mm-hmm. So, sa tingin niyo po, ano pong parenting style ang sinusunod niyo ngayon? Kasi diba parang ako, may apat po yun. May authoritarian, authoritative, may ano yung lenient, tas yung isa negligent.
Siguro yung combination of the different styles.
Meron bang spoiled sa kanila?
I think Elliot is
the diva.
But all of them naman are spoiled. Mm-hmm. Kaya lang, syempre, minsan kailangan maging ano rin sila. Mm-hmm. Magkaroon ng discipline.
Okay.
Kasi lalo na pag maliit lang yung house ko, so they just roam around. So minsan yung parang maingay din. So I just tell them, oh, okay mo. Na parang, it's like talking to kids kasi I don't have kids. So they are like my kids. So yun, ganun klaseng discipline sila.
So let's ask naman si Noel kasi Noel had and has dogs, di ba?
Yes.
So, what? How do you treat your dogs? How do you consider them?
I treat them like dogs. I don't, because I have siblings also, but I don't treat my dogs like I treat my siblings. I think the love I have with my dogs is a bit more intimate and sweet.
Mas mahal niya yung mga aso.
With my siblings, I'm not so malambing, but with my dogs, I always tell them how much I love them. Like every day, like
ano tawag dyan? Mas demonstrative, no?
Yes. But with my siblings, I don't tell them like, "Oh, I love you every day" or anything like that.
But you love them.
Of course I do.
Ano lang siya, mas transparent lang siya sa kanya mga kapatid na aso.
It's like a sweeter kind of love. And when
bakit?
Well, I think with my siblings, I hold them responsible for what they do and things like that, and because like with my dogs, if they do something bad, I'll be mad at them for a second, but then I won't really blame them so much for it because I don't really expect a dog to know better.
Well, actually, they would, no? Kung nasa training din yun.
Yes.
But anyway, makikita natin. By the way, singit ko lang dito sa ating Lantern Parade, no? Sa December 16, Friday, binigyan na naman tayo ng permiso ng ni Vice Chancellor Castro for Community Affairs na ano, dalhin yung ating mga aso. So, like we did last year, ang ginawa namin kasi nag-dog pack walk. So, the lanterns will start rolling 5 p.m. So, yung mga gusto magdala ng aso, we start walking 4:30. 30 minutes. Tayo yung front act. We're the front act of the Lantern Parade. So, you can bring your dogs, all four of them. Libre ito kasi this is the Lantern Parade. You can bring them ang, ano natin, may mag-meet tayo, meeting place doon sa may, ano, yung banda sa may Vargas Museum. So, doon tayo mag-meet, tapos iikot tayo dalawang beses bago lumakad, bago nila, di ba sa umpisa ng Lantern Parade, may gong.
Yes.
So, kailangan malayo na tayo by the time the gong sounds kasi bang freak out yung mga aso eh. So, yun, you can bring them and we'll see just how loved or spoiled they are.
Sure. I'll see you there.
Okay. Mukhang pupunta na ako sa Lantern Parade ngayon kasi hindi ako pumunta last year. Hindi ako aware na meron palang ganong ganap.
Meron. This is going to be the second year. We're lucky kasi the Chancellor and the Vice Chancellor love animals eh. Kaya, ano, and hopefully, naumpisahan na ito, magiging trend na to. In fact, for the first time sa history ng UP, we had a dog picnic last October. Tapos, we had two dog walks na and the Lantern Parade last December. So, palaging kailangan ng special permission to walk around the Oval, pero pwede na. Tapos, for the first time din sa history ng UP, nagkaroon tayo ng cat picnic nung ano, November 11 yata. It was last week, last Saturday.
Saturday po
yun.
13
ba yun?
17.
Seven,
no, hindi, Saturday siya. 12 po ata.
12. Kasi 13 yung isa naman na affair ng ano, cat. So, we hope to make this more frequent dito sa UP. Gawin natin uso. And I wanna see Elliot and the other cats, your other cats in the picnic. Okay, so at this point, mag-break muna tayo. Papatuloy natin ang ating usapan tungkol sa ating mga minamahal na animals, pero sa ating pagbabalik, magka-Christmas mode naman tayo.
O
never think on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PS.
Sabi ko, Nekka.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo nalangit ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya sa maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naisip.
Nagsusundutan lang kayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio! 7 to 8pm mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng Nature Enthusiast and Extreme Camping Outdoor Tribe at ng Organization of Health Artists of the Philippines ang Abot Kamay sa Katutubo sa December 3, 2016, 7pm sa KKK Coffee Maginhawa. Ito ay isang fundraising gig para mapondohan ang isang outreach client at public health and clinical mission sa Sitio Dampay, Zambales sa Disyembre para sa ating mga kapatid na AITA. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang Facebook event page Abot Kamay sa Katutubo. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Next at OHAP sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP.
Base sa datos, tinatayang 164 liters of water lang ang dapat ginagamit ng kada tao sa isang araw. Sa 164 liters, gaano karami ang natitipid mo?
Isang mensahe mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ito ang Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa!
Okay, balik po tayo sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa. Kanina nagmamiyaw-miyaw kami dito. Siguro mamaya mag-sound effects naman tayo doon ng miyaw-miyaw para ma-spark itong interest ni Elliot dito, para maisipin ni Elliot nasa na yung mga pusa na yun, no? Okay, so we have one very interesting guest dito kasi kakaiba naman yung kanyang mga alagang hayop, no? We have we heard from Fab, who has cats, and from Noel, who has dogs. So let's hear your story, Ridge.
Well, I don't have a dog or a cat. I have birds. At the moment right now, I have a budgie and two parakeets. The budgie's blue and the parakeets are yellow. And
can you tell us their names?
The blue one is Bloomer. Aries and Robin are the parakeets. And
can you tell us Bloomer's nickname?
I'm the one who gave him the nickname. I call him Blum Blum. And the way
I call it.
Because it's
Bloomer?
Bloomer. My sister named him.
It's just like
because it's blue, basically.
Ah, okay. So tapos cute. Itong mga naka-cage ba sila?
Yeah, they're in the cage, but they roam around the house, so they're free. They're free birds in the house.
Even there are times supervised na pinapayagan mo silang umikot sa bahay.
If they're supervised, yeah, they can go around the house.
And you close the windows, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just in case they, you know, fly
And what
off.
Do they do once you set them free in the house to roam around?
They walk around, actually. It's so cute. Like, they don't fly. They don't use their wings. They just crawl around and then they, like, play with each other. And we play with them as much as we do. Like, we just, like, you know, call their name, blam blam, and then we kiss them and stuff.
Tapos, ano ginagawa? Paano yung interaction ninyo sa kanila?
They just chill. They just chill on your shoulders, and then we tell them, if you want to eat, we'll just give them some food. We just, you know, make them fly around and stuff like that.
Marami kasing mga videos sa internet, diba? Yung mga alaga na birds, meron iba na, meron silang, marunong sila mag- play na musical instrument, yeah. O kaya yung mga dami mga gimmick.
You're a music major, so you teach them.
No, I couldn't teach it. I have a piano at home. I have a piano at home, and when I practice, you know, they're just chilling on some of the keys.
So they like what you're playing.
Yeah, they don't get scared. They're just like, they're just chilling with me. I'm just like, yeah, play piano.
But Rich is also part of the UP men's basketball team. So do you teach them how to play basketball?
Oh yeah, I do. No, I'm joking. I have a basketball ring and they in my room, so it's like a mini one, and they chill there as well. All they do is chill, but it's so cute.
Maybe you can teach them to hold the ball in their beaks. Yeah, tapos i-shoot, diba?
No, Ted.
Do that.
Or have you watched Rio?
Yeah, something like that. I can do that. Yeah. But I before I didn't have those three birds. I actually had two birds. I still had Bloomer and Rover is another parakeet, but he passed away. And the way he passed away wasn't really happy. Yeah, it was sad. So when she was giving birth, she was gonna she was laying an egg, but it got stuck in her.
Mm-hmm.
So our family took it to the vet, and then we took it out. But 2 days after, it got weak. So it didn't really survive. So after that, you know, my brother was so close to that bird. His name is Rover. So yeah, when Rover died, he was really sad. The family was sad. You know, my father was sad as well, because it's weird because my father was also like really clinging with the birds. I didn't expect me to be clinging with the birds, because you know it was the birds were mainly for my brother and sister, my little brother and sister. Brother's 14, my sister's 12. So yeah, and they ended up as family pets, and we loved them so much. And then when one of them died, it was just very tragic for us.
What do you bury them?
Well, we buried them at the backyard, and we're just like one of our family members died. It was just really sad for us.
Where were you when Rover passed away?
I was here in the Philippines. So both of the birds are in Australia. So I was in the gym, and my brother sent me a photo of the passed away Rover, and then I felt it, and I'm just like, oh no. So I went I was in the middle of like sets, so I wanted to cry, so I went into the bathroom and I started crying for like 10 minutes.
Aww.
So I didn't really like think that it would affect me that much, but mm-hmm. The first thing that came to my head was, you know, my brother and my father and everyone in the family. It's just like, if one bird's gone, it's so, you know, it's just, and Bloomer's there. Bloomer's like the only bird left. So like, oh no, Blum Blum.
Animals can really have that effect.
Yeah,
on us,
it
especially
can.
Happy thoughts, Christmas. So what's Christmas going to be like for Elliot?
Si Elliot magbabakasyon yan sa Nueva Ecija.
Wow.
Bongga.
So my mother is there. So okay. Every Christmas, all of them will have a vacation in Nueva Ecija.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I go home in the province, I usually bring them.
How? By car? By bus?
Yeah. By car.
So you're going to take yung apat na sa babiyahin?
Susunduin ako ng brother ko. So usually I ask. Kasi before, nung wala pa akong mga pets, I usually take the bus. But now, I have pets. Mas
anak na.
So I need a vehicle to transport them.
So nakaano ba sila sa loob ng kotse? Nakakulong ba sila sa
carrier? Yes, sa carrier. Pero behave sila.
Mm-mm.
Sanay naman sila
how many times na itong nakapunta silang Nueva Ecija?
A lot of times.
Naku, biyahero pa
biyahero ito. Sila.
So, ano po usually mga dinadala nyo pag pauwing Nueva Ecija? Para paalala na lang din sa mga nakikinig na pauwi na rin probinsya kasama kanilang mga alagang hayop.
Ayun. Dapat meron silang carrier. Kasi hindi pwedeng nasa lap lang kasi baka biglang
tumalon.
Oo. Biglang tumalon or maksidente. So, kailangan may mga safety precautions.
Pwede bang pakainin bago yung biyahe? Or?
Konti lang po kasi pag pipilip pakainin yun ng madami, baka alam niyo na, sumakadyansya nila, dumumi sila sa loob. So, para maiwasan na lang yung mga ganun.
Meron din po ba sila mga tantrums, ganyan, pag sa biyahe? Or
yung mga lang? Cats ko kasi behave sila sa biyahe. Pero may mga alam akong mga ibang cats sa mga friends ko, kaya mga dogs na hindi talaga sila sanay sa biyahe. So, pero, siguro mas maganda, kung hindi sanay sa biyahe, huwag na lang ibiyahe.
Pero sila, sanay na sila. The first time, let's go back in time, no? The first time na pumunta sila sa Nueva Ecija, hindi ba rin nagkaroon ng moment na muntik na silang mag-escape kasi gusto nila bumalik?
Ay, hindi naman.
Hindi sila kasi nawala?
Nasanay kasi silang dinadala sila sa vet, or minsan pag may mga event na nasasama ko pa, sanay silang nagbabiyahe ng malayo.
Okay.
Yun yung okay. Although minsan gusto nila lang lumabas sa, minsan pag gusto nila lumabas, nilalabas ko, nilalagay ko sa lap ko, and then ilalagay uli sa cage pag nasa car.
So pag Christmas, meron din ba silang mga
The usual, di ba? Yung mga regalo. How is it like?
Yes. Si Elliot, dinadamitin ko siya ng Santa.
Ayaw.
Tapos yan, yung mga bata kasi nipupunta sa bahay. And then, yun, natutuwa sila kay Elliot. Yan, papapicture sila.
Gusto naman niya na may damit siya.
Yes, may mga times na gusto niya. Like now, gusto niya. Depende kasi sa lugar. And then, depende rin sa tao. If he likes the people around him, then behave siya. Pag ayaw niya. Ayaw niya. Ganun. Depende rin sa ano, mga tao. Yeah, I think so.
Parang he likes this si Elliot.
Gusto niya kasi yung ganito, yung malamig.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so si Noel naman, paano yung... Anong Christmas plans ng mga dogs mo?
We actually just keep them at home. It's actually New Year's we have to worry about.
Why?
Because the dogs are very sensitive to the sound, so they get really scared with the fireworks.
So how do you prepare for that?
We give them a lot of places to hide in. It's actually not just New Year's. Like when it storms and it's really loud. Like I'll open the closet and I'll find my dog there. Or I don't. Yeah,
so
I don't,
it's
yeah.
A noise.
Yes, okay. They are.
So silang apat, lahat nasa closet or?
No, just it's especially my pit bull. She's the biggest one because we had, we used to have four: a boxer, a pit bull, a French bulldog, and an English bulldog. But the boxer passed away, mm-hmm. And it's the pit bull who is now the biggest dog in the family, and she's the most skittish dog in the family. Like she'll always hide under the beds. I'll always find her in the closet, like in the cupboard in the kitchen hiding, or she'll hide under tables, anything.
Sinong isasama mo sa lantern parade?
Probably
is it the pit bull?
Probably just the French bulldog. The pit bull has gotten, as she aged, she got really skittish. She's really scared of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. When she meets new people, she's scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very ironic because it's such a tough-looking dog.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you have to expose her more.
Yes, we probably need to socialize her more.
Ilang taon na siya ngayon?
We got her in the Christmas of 2000.
Oh, so Christmas. Okay.
Around Christmas 2010.
So,
yes.
But you don't, di kasi yung mga iba dyan, no, meron pa kunyari, go through the motions na nagbabalot ng regalo. Ako, nagbabalot ang regalo for my cats before they got to be so many. May isa-isa na mga lata ng ano, o may toy or whatever. Tapos, they like tearing it eh. Bigyan sa kanila, no? Do you do that? Anything that special that you do on Christmas?
Yes, we used to get our dogs those really big rawhide bones.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd wrap them and then, not in any like normal gift wrap, maybe like the tissue gift wrap so that they don't cut themselves, but we'll like give it to them and they'll have so much fun opening it.
Mm. Okay, by the way, you mentioned rawhide bones. Ang dami lumalabas sa internet ngayon at saka we had a guest who talked about it. Hindi raw maganda yung rawhide bones kasi yung mga ingredients doon, hindi maganda. There's a lot of unhealthy ingredients sa rawhide bones. So, better to give them raw bones.
Raw bones, okay.
Especially yung mga raw feeders, they give raw bones kasi raw bones are safe. It's the cooked bones that are dangerous kasi the cooked bones can shatter eh, can pag kinagat. But the raw bones, yung mga hindi luto, yung straight na ano, yun yung sturdy, matibay. So yun yung binibigay sa mga animals. Wag na yung rawhide bones kasi hindi raw, hindi raw safe.
I'll give them like the bits left over from Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
The ones that
basta
we don't
hindi
cook.
Salty, no?
Of course,
hindi
of
salty.
Course.
Okay, thanks. What about your birth? Are you going to be in Australia?
Yeah, I'll be in Australia for Christmas. I might like invite the rest of my family over to our house, and then, but yeah, we're just gonna leave the birds upstairs so they won't start flying around and like onto our foods and stuff. But if some of our family members want to play with them, they'll just go upstairs.
Do you give them special gifts, special diet since it's Christmas?
Special diet. I'm not sure. I mean, if they want special seeds, they could get special seeds. If there are special seeds.
Meron ba? Meron special seeds? Or
I'm not sure. I'll probably look for some. Maybe they're special. Maybe because for me.
How is Christmas in Australia? Is it as
it's
happy as here in Manila?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, it's not that snowy vision. Like, it's hot in Australia. It's summer in December. So we usually have Christmas on the beach.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Kasi dito nung ano, I had the opportunity to spend Christmas one time sa France, and dito kumbaga ang Christmas season nagsa-start ng early December. Mm-hmm. Doon nagsa-start mga ano na banda mga December 18 na, malapit na. Mm-hmm. And so the lights come on pag malapit ng Christmas. Dito, 'di ba? Ngayon pa lang meron na, you see all the lights already. So mas matagal dito yung ano, yung celebration, and mas marami yung mga parties doon pag malapit na yung Christmas doon. Mm. What about in Australia?
Yeah, well, we start putting on the lights on start of December. So we don't start really early. It's just like when it's Christmas, like 25 days left, it's like, okay, we got to prepare for Christmas. It's like that traditional Christmas party, you know.
And do the birds show any signs that they know something is up?
Maybe they're more noisy. They're just like, oh, it's Christmas, tweet, tweet.
If only they could talk.
Yeah. Oh, we could teach them. Actually, we try to teach them to talk, but all they say is, eh. I'm not sure. But yeah, tweet. All they're doing is tweeting. For
mm-hmm.
sure.
So makita natin na lahat ng mga guests natin, no, si Fab, si Rich, at saka si Noel, ay kasama talaga sa celebration nila, sa Christmas celebration, yung kanilang mga minamahal na mga hayop, no. Mm-hmm. What about you, the two of you, meron ba kayong mga alaga na sa bahay? Alagang hayop, ha, hindi alagang tao.
Ako, meron akong aso dati nung bata ako. Pero, ayun, medyo na-trauma ako kasi namatay siya eh. Tapos parang 7 years old ako nung namatay siya. Tapos parang, ayun, ang pangalan niya kasi si Babu. Hindi ko rin alam kung bakit yun yung pangalan niya. Pero, ayun, ako daw yung nagpangalan sa kanya. Pero, ayun.
Tapos, nung namatay siya,
ayaw ko na talaga. Ayun, na-trauma ako siguro. Tapos parang, immediately after din kasi noon, parang nagkaroon din ng incident dun sa mga lola ko. Yung mga lola ko kasi ano, marami din silang aso sa bahay. Tapos nagkaroon ng incident na, basta for some reason, nakagat ako nung isang aso malapit sa tenga. Tapos sobrang na-trauma din ako dun. After nun, ayaw ko na talaga sa aso. Pero nung high school, nag-aral ako sa isang boarding school, so nagda-dorm kami, ganyan. Tapos mayroong aso doon, lagi ako sinusundan. Pangalan niya si Kikay. Tapos ayun, sobrang wala lang, na-attach din ako sa kanya kahit may trauma ako noon sa mga aso. Tapos nung 4 years ng high school na yun, humupa yung pagka ano ko sa aso. Yung takot ko sa kanya, kumbaga.
So, ngayon, pwede na ulit.
Pwede na ulit. Pero ayun, nangyari kasi si Kikay, ano, recently namatay din siya kasi sobrang tanda niya na. Tapos ayun.
So maybe you might be willing to walk, kasi I have 5 dogs, so I need volunteers to walk some of them for the lantern parade.
Usap, sige ma'am, later. Pag may time, ma'am.
Okay, Jana, ikaw, meron ka bang mga alaga sa bahay?
We actually have a lot of pets at home. We have birds. Mm-hmm. We have small sharks. Kasi we have like a...
Sharks?
We have a small...
A thing?
Yeah. We have a small pond. So parang... Oh. Like 2 feet sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have catfish, koi, dogs as well. Yeah. So... But I'm scared of dogs just like cat. Kasi nakagat na din ako ng aso when I was like 6. And there were like 5 dogs and a bitten. So since
buy
then...
all the 5 dogs?
I'm not sure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but... yeah.
True.
So...
Ilan na kumagat?
Sayo. I was chased by 5. I got like 2 wounds. So
okay. Yeah.
So since then I've never really been close to dogs. Mm. So during the Christmas season, we find it hard to go somewhere because we have a lot of pets to feed. But when we go out, we usually hire people to feed the fish, the birds, and the dogs.
Mm. Okay. So taka muna, magbe-break muna tayo. Pero sa ating pagbabalik, ipapagpatuloy natin itong mga usapan ng Christmas and New Year.
Halika't makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 60.2.
Pa-DZUP ka naman!
UP Miners wishes DZUP a
happy,
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 happy
58th anniversary
sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Negosyante ka bang maraming gustong malaman sa takbo ng industriya?
Empleyado na maraming tanong sa mga karapatan mo?
O di kaya'y manggagawa na nais malaman ng iba't ibang relasyon sa mundo ng paggawa?
Pwes, ito ang programang para sa'yo. Solaire On Air, silip sa mundo ng paggawa. Ihahatid sa inyo ng UP School of Labor and Industrial Relations at ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Araw-araw ba, ito na lang ang iyong naririnig? Eh teka, ito naman, naririnig mo pa ba? Huwag natin hayaan na tuluyang mawala at masira ang ating kalikasan. Protektahan natin ito. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Hindi ka ba napapagod o di kaya'y nagsasawa?
Sa ating mga tampuhang walang hanggang katapusan, napahid ng mga luha, damdamin at puso'y tigang.
Alam mo pala yung kantang yan?
Siyempre naman, ma.
Naku, eh panahon pa namin yan eh. Gusto mo, pakita ko mga tape niyan?
Ayos, mag-soundtrip tayo, ma.
Oh, sige.
Eto na, eto na, eto na.
Walang kupas ang ganda ng musikang Pinoy. Patuloy natin tangkilikin ang sariling atin. Suportahan natin ang musikang Pinoy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Save the environment!
Yan ang madalas nilang sabihin. Pero paano ba yung gagawin?
Magtanim ka ng mga puno hanggang matapunan lahat ng mga bundok.
Mag-imbento ka ng renewable fuel. Patigil mo ang mining at logging sa buong mundo. Do! Do!
Hindi kailangang bongga. Start small. Unplug. Tanggalin sa saksakan ang mga gadgets o appliances na hindi ginagamit. Ang matipid na paggamit ng kuryente ay pagtulong sa kalikasan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang kwentuhang pets at iba pa.
Okay, balik po tayo dito, kwentuhang pets at iba pa. Ang saya-saya ng usapan dito, Christmas. And si Jana was just telling us about her shark. Paano yan pag Christmas, Jana? Meron bang special yung mga, anything special for the sharks?
Wala naman. We can't find any special fish food eh.
So, anong special? Pero the sharks, just ano, fish food lang?
Yes po. Along with the koi's and the catfish.
Okay. So, we have this, konting music muna tayo. We have this song. Ano ba itong title?
Yung kanta po na ipaparinig namin sa inyo ngayon ay We Are Family, kanta ng Sister Sledge.
Thank you.
just the same. Can they be that close? Just let me stay for the record. We're giving love in a family dose.
We are family.
Hey,
I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up everybody and sing.
Sing it to me.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me.
Just begun to get our share of this world's delight.
High
hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight.
We
know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule.
Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong.
Oh no, this is our family jewel.
Okay, we are family. So that's the message of this episode. Nag-share si Noel si with her dogs, family talaga yung dogs niya. Si Ridge, family din yung birds niya. Si Fab, family talaga si Elliot and the other cats. And right now we're just having the time of our life. Picture taking ko kasi dito si Elliot ay suot yung earphones. Naka-earphone siya dito and he's not moving. Talaga nakikinig siya sa conversation. Ay gumalang kanina, halos akala ko gusto pa magsalita doon sa microphone, ano? Talagang Elliot I think bagay siya sa career na to, Fab. You should consider that. He's got a career looming ahead of him.
Okay, so before we end, we're gonna ask each one of our guests tips for anyone with pets whom they treat as family. Let's start with Noel.
Okay, well, I think the relationship you have with your pets is very special, and they're always very forgiving, and the relationship is very elastic. So,
what do you mean elastic?
Like, sometimes you'll make a mistake with a pet in taking care of them, like forgetting to come home on time when they're waiting for you. But they'll always forgive you, and they're very loving about it. And the love they have for you is very different.
Unconditional.
Yeah, yes, so indeed. My advice would be to never take advantage of that relationship and to cherish it.
Wow. Ikaw naman, Rich.
First of all, because they're my brothers and sisters' pets, so I would think that they would love them more. So just like, oh, I wouldn't like think big of them, but eventually, like, I started loving them myself. So because, you know, they're always around and they're so cute. So I'm just open-minded about it. You know, okay, I just don't want to be killjoy to my brother and sister. It's just like, okay, let me try to get used to this bird stuff. So I started getting used to it. I loved it myself, and I realized that I loved it. So my tip would be just be open-minded with the pets that your siblings would want, you know, and, you know, love them the way you love your brother and sister.
Wow.
What about Mom Fab?
Having a pet is a lifetime commitment. So we don't get a pet because it's cute, because, you know, we just want to show our pets to our friends, to other people. But, you know, we take care of our pets because we really love them. And when you love your pets, you do it unconditionally. If they get sick, you bring them to the vet. If they need you, you have to be there for them, because they also give you unconditional love. And, you know, having a pet is also like having a family member. They're really like a family. So love your pet like you love your sister, like you love your brother, your daughter, your son, or
like you love yourself.
Yes, like you love yourself. That's it. So
ayan. Panghuling tanong para sa lahat. ano pong masasabi niyo sa mga tao? Ano pong, ayun, ano pong masasabi niyo sa mga tao na ini-invalidate yung relasyon niyo na tinatrato niyo yung mga alaga niyong hayop na pamilya?
Yung sinasabi na hayop lang yan.
Yeah.
That's their opinion. But, well, for me, my pets are like a family. They're, you know, they're part of me na. If they're not here, I'm not complete. So, my pets make me complete.
My Elliot completes me.
Yes, Elliot completes me.
Okay, yun ang mga maganda pakinggan, especially ngayon na ano na Christmas season, no? At saka konting paalala lang, usually kasi pag Christmas, yan yung mga parties, lahat ng mga unhealthy foods sinaserve natin, yes. No? Yung mga ham, yung mga sausage, mga kung ano-ano dyan na hindi healthy. Sinabi nga ng World Health Organization, hindi healthy yung mga red meats. So, please, wag ibigay sa mga aso at pusa at ibang mga ano natin, kasamang hayop natin sa bahay, yung mga pagkain na alam natin healthy. Kung gusto niyo talaga kainin, kayo na lang kumain. Pero, huwag niyo ibigay sa kanila. Oo, huwag sila bigyan ng, yan yung mga tinatawag na red meats, yung mga ham, sausages, inano na yan ng World Health Organization na unhealthy, mga bacon, tapos, ano pa ba yung mga ibang unhealthy, no? Give kung alam niyo kung ano yung healthy, yun na yung ibigay niyo sa kanila. At saka, ano pa ba ibang mga reminders yung sa noise, make sure that they're protected kasi baka lumaya sila, you'll never find them again sa New Year, di ba? Mm-hmm. Okay, on that note, alas 12 ng hapon, kailangan na natin magtapos. Maraming salamat kay Noel, kay Ridge, kay Ma'am Fab, yeah. Yay. To Gianna,
kay Kat,
and Kat.
Yes, salamat sa akin.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, so abangan muli kami next week for another episode. Iba na naman ang ating magiging topic. But since Christmas na, we'll be doing this home stretch na towards Christmas. Okay, ako po ulit inyong host, Christine Prayara. At balik tayo, magkita-kita ulit tayo. Sama-sama ulit tayo next week, alauna ng hapon, Miyerkules, dito sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
O mga classmate, next week ulit ha! Sama-sama tayong muli sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!